Hi there, welcome back to lesson two. Well, there are some staples for every full moon ritual, and I'm going to lay them out for you. Some of them are the same as the new moon rituals, but some are a little bit different. The first thing is smudging. You wouldn't clean your house if you were muddy. No, you wouldn't do that. So you shouldn't go into any type of ceremony or ritual if you feel that you might be carrying negative energy. And even if you don't feel like you are, it's still something that I do just automatically. It's a habit for myself to smudge myself before I go into any ritual or ceremony, just in case there's something there that I might not even know is there. It just allows me to completely cleanse and remove anything toxic or anything that might be hanging on. Once I get myself smudged, I'm going to go around and smudge the space that I'm in. I love circles. I've built myself an outside circle here on my ranch. And when I'm inside into my meditation or my office room, my table is a circle. I have all of my setup goes into circles. I love spheres. I love circles. It represents the earth and the moon and the ebb and flow of life. The four corners, all those things to me connect with circles. So once you smudge yourself, you're going to smudge the space, wherever that is that you want to perform your ceremony. And you want to make sure that you're also cleansing and smudging any tools that you're going to be using. So anything that you might use, such as a candle, or if you're using a certain cup that you might have a drink in, anything that you have on your altar, you definitely want to make sure that you're cleansing and smudging these things so that you're able to release them, any negative energy that might be attached to them. Some things might come from antique stores, or when I talk about energy, I'm talking about something that like might be when you speak about things, you know, or if you had an argument, energy can come from our mouths. It can come from our thoughts, our feelings, our personalities. Energy can come from something that was said on TV. Energy can come from fear. Energy can come from anxiety. So I don't want you to think about negative energy always like I'm talking about ghosts or dark things. Sometimes it's just as simple as you had a panic attack in your room and release some of this energy that might have been laying or connected to some of your things. The other staple of a full moon ceremony is prayer. Prayer is so, so important. You want to be saying prayers and calling in prayers and calling in your guides, your angels, your loved ones. You can be using the Lord's Prayer. You can be using any kind of prayer that resonates with you. But you definitely want to be using prayer and bringing prayer into your life to be able to establish that connection with spirit, God, higher power, whoever it is that you resonate with. So important. After you're done your smudging, to light your candles, which is another staple of a full moon ceremony. Candles just are like turning on a light switch in heaven. So I always have a lot of candles, and I really want to get the attention of my guides and angels, but I also want to create the mood and the ambiance for this ritual. I want to put myself into this relaxing, calm state of mind. I want myself to be able to be free and relaxed and to really be able to settle into what it is I'm feeling and exactly where it is that I want to be. So candles, smudge, prayer, and cleansing all of your tools. Now you might be asking me, what are my tools? Your tools can be anything. They can be jars and herbs and scissors, and they can be tongs. It can be a cauldron. Yes, they do sell those. It can be a fireproof pot. It can be a pumpkin. It can be a light. It can be a piece of paper and a pen. It can be a journal. Tools can be anything. The sky is the limit. Don't limit yourself to anything. Be open and remember that anything your intuition draws you to or pulls you to is perfectly okay. So if you find yourself on the full moon taking rosemary and cinnamon and lavender and sage, crushing it all together, putting it into a jar and adding water or wine, shaking it up and burying it into the earth, and that's your ritual for releasing or forgiveness or for releasing someone or protecting, it's all right. There's no wrong. Be creative, have fun, and remember to let go.